Okay, so you know how sometimes investing can feel a little bit like walking a tightrope?
Right.
Well, today we're talking about oil and gas, and let me tell you, that tightrope, yeah, it's over a pit of crocodiles.
Yeah, I would say that's a pretty accurate description.
We asked you guys to send in stuff about oil and gas investing, and wow, you did not disappoint.
No, they didn't.
We're going to take a deep dive into all that juicy material. And of course, with us to help us navigate this wild world is, the expert.
That's me.
So, first things first, everyone's heard of diversification, right? Like, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Right, that's the foundation.
But how does that apply specifically to the oil and gas sector? Because something tells me this is not your average basket of
Oh
eggs.
no, definitely not. I mean, this is an industry where the ground can shift beneath your feet pretty quickly. Oil prices are all over the place, right?
Yeah.
Geopolitics, like if you look at what's happening in hypothetical region recently, huge impact on energy markets. And then, of course, you've got technology constantly evolving. I mean, things change really fast in this industry.
Okay, so if I'm hearing you correctly, diversification in oil and gas is less about avoiding a crack in one egg and more about making sure the whole darn basket doesn't go up in flames.
Pretty much.
All right, so paint me a picture. I'm ready to diversify my oil and gas portfolio. Where do I even begin?
All right. Well, first, you got to understand the different segments of the industry, right?
Okay.
So you've got your upstream companies, which are focused on exploration and production. These are the folks out there searching for new oil and gas deposits. They're taking on a lot of risk, but also the potential reward is high.
So, like the Wild West of the oil and gas world.
Exactly. High risk, high reward. Then you've got midstream companies. They handle the transportation and storage of oil and gas. So think pipelines, tankers, all that infrastructure.
Okay, so they're less about finding the oil and more about getting it from point A to point B.
Exactly. And then you've got your downstream companies. They're involved in refining the crude oil, turning it into gasoline and other products that we use every day, and marketing those products.
So they're like the chefs, turning that raw ingredient into something we can actually use.
That's a great way to put it. And the key to diversification is to have investments across all three of these segments. Because if one segment is struggling, the others might be doing well, and that helps to balance out your portfolio.
Makes sense. But what about geographically? I mean, the world is a big place. Does where the oil is coming from also matter for diversification?
Oh, absolutely. You want to spread your investments across different regions because different regions have different risks. Like, politically, some countries are more stable than others, right? And geologically, some areas might be more prone to natural disasters or have more challenging conditions for extraction. So, having a mix of investments in, say, North America, the Middle East, Southeast Asia, that gives you a wider safety net.
So even if something happens in one part of the world, you're not putting all your eggs in that one geopolitical basket.
Precisely. But here's the thing, even within a specific region, you can still diversify further by looking at the types of companies. So you've got your super majors, these are the giant multinational corporations. They've got operations all over the world, huge resources, but they can also be a little bit slow to adapt to changes.
I see. So maybe not as nimble as some smaller companies.
Right. And then you've got the smaller independent companies. They're often focused on niche areas or specific projects, and they can be more agile, quicker to respond to market trends.
So it's like the difference between a giant cruise ship and a speedboat, each with their own pros and cons.
Exactly. And then, of course, you have service companies. They provide the equipment and services that the upstream and midstream companies need. So drilling rigs, seismic surveys, that kind of thing. They're kind of like the supporting cast, but they're crucial to the whole operation.
Wow, okay. So you've got upstream, midstream, downstream, super majors, independent service companies. It's a lot to keep track of. But this is really making me think about oil and gas investing in a totally different way. It's not just about whether the price of oil is going up or down. There's so much more to it.
Oh, absolutely. And I think one of the things that people often overlook is the importance of really digging into the financials of these companies.
Okay, now that's where I start to get a little lost. What are the key things I should be looking at when I'm trying to assess the financial health of an oil and gas company?
Well, first, take a look at their balance sheet. It's basically a snapshot of their financial position at a specific point in time. It shows you their assets, what they own, their liabilities, what they owe, and their equity, which is the difference between the two.
Okay, so it's like a financial report card.
Yeah.
But what am I looking for specifically?
Well, one important thing is the debt to equity ratio. It tells you how much debt the company has compared to its equity. A high debt-to-equity ratio can be a red flag. It means the company is relying heavily on borrowed money, which can make them vulnerable if things take a downturn.
Got it. So less debt is generally better. What about profitability? How can I tell if a company is actually making money?
You're going to want to look at their income statement, sometimes called a profit and loss statement. It shows you their revenues, their expenses, and their net income, which is essentially their profit.
Okay, so revenues are like the money coming in, expenses are the money going out, and the difference is their profit.
Exactly. And a key metric to look at here is the net profit margin. It tells you what percentage of their revenues is actually turning into profit. A healthy net profit margin is a sign of a well-run, efficient company.
Right. So you want a company that's not only bringing in money, but also keeping a good chunk of it as profit.
Exactly. But numbers only tell part of the story, right? You also want to look at the management team. Do they have a good track record? Have they successfully navigated the company through tough times before?
So it's not just about the numbers, it's also about the people running the show.
Absolutely. You want to make sure you're investing in a company with a strong management team that you trust to make smart decisions.
Now, here's something I've always wondered about. Hedging strategies. I hear that term thrown around a lot in the oil and gas world. Do those play a role in risk management?
Oh, absolutely. Hedging is basically a way for companies to protect themselves from price volatility. They use financial instruments, like futures contracts, to lock in prices for future transactions.
Okay, so it's kind of like buying insurance for your investments.
Exactly. So, for example, an airline might use hedging to lock in a certain price for jet fuel. So even if the price of oil skyrockets, they know exactly how much they'll be paying. It helps them to plan and budget more effectively.
Wow, that's fascinating. It's like taking some of the guesswork out of the equation.
Right. But remember, even with diversification, thorough financial analysis, and hedging strategies, there are always going to be risks in oil and gas investing.
Right. Because at the end of the day, it's a global industry, and there are always unpredictable events, like that thing that happened in a hypothetical region.
Exactly. Geopolitical events, natural disasters, new technologies disrupting the market, these are all things that can't be fully anticipated.
So what you're saying is staying informed is crucial.
Absolutely. You got to stay up to date on industry trends, read the news, follow the experts, and just be aware of what's happening in the world.
Knowledge is power, as they say.
Absolutely. And that's what makes this deep dive so important. It's given everyone a foundation for understanding the complexities of oil and gas investing.
Totally agree. So for everyone listening out there who's thinking about dipping their toes into the oil and gas market, just remember, diversify your portfolio, analyze those financials, stay informed, and maybe even consider a little bit of hedging. It's a challenging but potentially rewarding world out there.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. And remember, the learning never stops. Keep exploring, keep researching, and most importantly, keep asking questions.
And don't be afraid to take a calculated risk every now and then. That's where the real excitement lies.
But always remember that tightrope and those crocodiles.
Right. They're always lurking.
Until next time.
See you then.